Hey everyone, I'm Diego. Today I had the opportunity to sit down with Jennifer Robinson with the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute. Jennifer spoke on the Gardner Institute's Informed Decision Maker Awards, which highlight leaders in our community that are making a change, and spoke on how students can become impactful leaders in their own communities. Welcome back to Hey You. Jennifer, it's great to have you here. Can you just introduce yourself and your role at the Gardner Institute?
Yeah, sure, Diego. I'm happy to do that. I'm Jennifer Robinson. I serve as the Chief of Staff at the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute. And I've been there since the beginning when it was established more than a decade ago.
Awesome. So you're here for the Informed Decision Maker of the Year Awards. So can you tell us a little bit about the Informed Decision Maker of the Year Awards and the purpose behind highlighting these individuals or entities that contribute to the prosperity of our community?
I'm really excited about this award. We started this program about 6 years ago, and it was the idea of our senior advisor, Chris Redgrave, and the director of the Institute, Natalie Gochner, and myself. We had this belief that there were a lot of people that we call unsung heroes, people who are below the radar or organizations that are doing really important work in the community that aren't getting recognized in the big awards programs. And because of the Gardner Institute's role in the community, we thought this was the perfect opportunity to highlight individuals, organizations, and businesses that are doing important things to make this the place where people want to live, to work, raise their families, and to help the state to continue to prosper. So over the last 6 years, we have recognized 25 individuals, businesses, and organizations. And this year, we have an incredible group of 5 people and organizations to recognize.
I think that's so powerful because a lot of times these people that are doing the impactful work, they're not doing it for the glory or just for the recognition that comes with it. So the fact that you're providing them with that and just acknowledging the impact they have in our community and each one of our lives, that's really powerful.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really excited. I'll tell you this. We do a lot of events at the Gardner Institute. I mean, dozens and dozens every year. And for me and the rest of the staff, this awards luncheon is our favorite event we do because you get to celebrate the good in the community in a way that you don't get to normally do. And you get to see all the incredible people and the work that they're doing to make this an amazing place to live and to go after some of those really challenging societal problems. It could be homelessness, refugees, mental health issues, or critical health care, dental care, vision care for people who really can't afford it. And it's a very touching event to be part of.
You touched on some of the impacts that these organizations and people can have on our community, but why do you think this is often overlooked, the work that they're putting in?
That's a really hard question to answer, but I think there's a lot of people that do good in the community and they don't do it for self-promotion. You just mentioned that. They just do it because they care and they're passionate about the mission of their organizations. And the truth is the people that get nominated for these awards, they don't self-nominate. The nominations aren't coming from their board of directors or from their staff. It's usually from volunteers or people who've been touched by the work that they've been doing that nominate them. So they really are people who are below the radar and they operate like that. They're just completely focused on doing the work and getting their mission.
So how do you identify these informed decision makers in our community? What are the traits that make them stand out?
We have a little nomination form. It's really, really simple, but we're really looking for people that are connected to the core values of the Gardner Institute. So our core values are responsibility to the community, integrity and relevance, accountability, collaboration, and having a positive and passionate work environment that brings out the best in people. And all of the organizations that we've selected over the last 6 years really align with the values of the Gardner Policy Institute as well. And then the last thing is we're looking for people who don't get recognized. We want to celebrate those people in the community.
So talking about those people, can you introduce us to this year's candidates and the impact they've had in our community?
I'm so excited to tell you about the honorees for 2024. We have Teresa Foxley. She is the Chief of Staff for R Plus Energies here in Salt Lake. Ross Van Ranken, he is the Director of the Huntsman Mental Health Institute. Bicycle Collective, a nonprofit that's statewide. Circles of Salt Lake, another nonprofit that focuses on people in poverty. And then the Seeger Memorial Clinic that's located in Ogden, and they do health care services, vision services, mental health care services, 100% free for people who need it.
Wow. What are some of the things you've noticed between all of these organizations or people that made them stand out and really inspired you guys to bring them along and highlight them?
Well, for our individuals, I'll tell you a little bit about Teresa Foxley. I love that she's a U of U grad. She graduated from our law school, and she's been really focused on promoting Utah. She says that she's an unabashed promoter of Utah's economic assets and her quality of life. She's had an incredible career since graduating from law school. She was with the EDC Utah. She was their president for about 5 years, and she helped attract dozens of businesses and companies to our state, including Goldman Sachs and Stadler Rail. Amazing, amazing individual. Right now, she's with R Plus Energies, and she's looking at renewable energy across our state, an important area of public policy for us as the state starts to transition the types of energy. Ross Van Ranken, man, what an incredible individual. You guys are going to love hearing about him. He's been the director of the University of Utah's Mental Health Hospital and Services since 1991 and is just leaving as the executive director of the Huntsman Mental Health Institute right now. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute, if people don't know this, it's an amazing hospital here at the University of Utah. It provides a safe, healing environment, exceptional patient care, and comprehensive mental health services to people in need. 171 beds for their acute to psychiatric and substance abuse. It's an amazing, amazing career he's had and a huge impact to help with mental health in this state. Bicycle Collective is that nonprofit I mentioned. Get this, they have given away over 1,300 bikes just this last year. 166 kids have gotten bikes. They serve statewide. Their whole purpose is to get bikes, refurbish them, and get them into the hands of people who need them. You could think of homeless people, new refugees or immigrants, or kids who need a bike. So they've served along the state from St. George all the way up to Ogden, and it's just an incredible story of the good work that they're doing. Little nonprofit has a big difference in our community. The next one I'm going to tell you about is Circle Salt Lake, another great nonprofit. Their mission is really simple. They want to reduce poverty. And what they do is they do wraparound services around people who are really struggling with poverty, helping to get them job skills, opportunities, those kinds of things. It's actually a 3-year program. So it's not a quick thing where they toss money at a problem. They're wrapping services around an individual to help them over years to get the skill sets and opportunities to get out of poverty. This is a small little organization. You're going to be surprised. 5 people work for that organization, and they have over 100 volunteers. It's a really, really incredible thing, and it's run by a wonderful director named Michelle Crawford. And then our last one I'm going to tell you about is the Seeger Memorial Clinic that's up in Ogden. Boy, amazing director there, Jerrica Mays. They have had almost 85,000 patient visits since they started their clinic, and it is 100% free. 100% free services for medical, dental, vision, and mental health care. What an important role that they play up in northern Utah to make sure people get the care that they need and deserve.
Absolutely. It's great to hear the impact that each one of these organizations and people have, and just the reach they have, not just here in our state, but in the lives of everyone who lives in it. And talking more about that, how do you think this award and just public awareness and recognition plays in encouraging more people to get involved and become informed decision makers and create an impact in our communities?
Well, the first thing is I know for these little nonprofits how important this award is to them. I've been in some of the stores and businesses and the nonprofit offices that have received this award in their past, and they proudly display their award up on the wall. So when you walk in, you get to see it. It's really nice for groups that don't get a lot of recognition to get that. And for some of these organizations, it really helps with fundraising and for the public to be aware of the good work that they're doing. It can help them with bringing in more volunteers. It helps them with capital campaigns. The Seeger Memorial Clinic is trying to build a new building so that they can expand. This is a great opportunity for the public all over the state to be more aware, and they can drive donations to that clinic so that they can meet their goals. And, you know, for me, it's just a great chance for the Gardner Institute to put in place all those values that we have and recognize the great people of the state of Utah.
Now, our podcast is a student-focused podcast. Yeah. So I'd love to hear more about what tips do you have for students who right now are in college, but they want to make an impact on their community. What would you recommend and say to them?
Well, a couple things. If you want your career to be in public service, I think that's so admirable. We need more people to enter public service, whether you're going to work in nonprofits or you're going to work in government. To give to your community is an incredible, selfless act. And we need young, bright, energetic people to serve in government and in nonprofits. So I love the idea of driving people to fulfill those passions. You don't have to always go into the money-making mm-hmm. career. Go into the career that's going to fulfill your life.
Right.
So that would be the first. And the second, always look for opportunities to volunteer. And we have so many incredible opportunities on campus to volunteer. Mm-hmm. The first thing that comes to mind for me is the Benyon Center and all the chances that you have as a student to go out, whether you're doing tutoring with kids in elementary school or serving the homeless population, doing trail cleanup, doing special things during fall or spring break mm-hmm. where you're serving out of state or even out of country. And I think that kind of life of service leads to great things. It's fulfilling personally. You're making a difference in your community. And I would really encourage every student that's listening to this to find something that they're passionate about and give of their time.
You may not consider it, but that can have a huge impact on your career too and help you develop many soft skills and these experiences that can guide you forward. Like I know personally with myself, I volunteered with sports a lot.
Yeah.
And that's helped me with talking with little kids, just the communication aspect.
Yeah.
Or even now, I always say that if I could have taught a six-year-old how to do a sport, I can talk to anyone and teach them how to do anything.
If so, you can work with a kid
exactly.
and they'll listen to you for a few minutes, yeah, you've accomplished a big thing.
Yeah, so just volunteering, get involved here on campus. Like you said, Benny, getting that experience could be so valuable for your career.
Yeah.
Yeah, and thank you for touching that. Is there any parting words you'd like to give to students or anyone here in general?
Yeah, I guess the last thing I would just say is go Utes. I'm a big fan of this campus. I'm an alum and I'm so proud of our students and I wish them the best as graduation comes up.
I would like to once again thanks Jennifer and the Gardner Institute for highlighting these amazing organizations and the people that are impacting our communities. This has been Hey You!